This is Science in Action from the BBC with me, Jack Stewart. Now, we sometimes underappreciate parts of our planet, so today we're going to look at the role of some of the, shall we call them, backstage performers. We'll look at the soil beneath our feet. It's far more than just dirt. We'll discuss coastal wetlands and see what we're losing when they're degraded.
I have the feeling that a lot of these planners have forgot the fact that these unprestigious-looking mudflats actually have in store. They have forgotten about this fantastic phenomena about bird migration. They have also forgotten about of all the other issues to do with fisheries.
A new report highlights particular concerns about China, where a new Great Wall has been built to hold back the sea. And we'll discover an unsung hero helping save coastal areas.
For me, mangroves are the most brilliant of trees because they're extreme trees. There's about 80 different species around the world, and they're the frontliners of the system between land and the sea.
That's all coming up. But first, the 5th of December is World Soil Day, as declared by the United Nations. They say soils have been neglected too long, and the research supports that. In sub-Saharan Africa, 65% of the soil is so degraded that it's unusable for growing and nourishing crops. That's the finding from a new report into the issue from the Montpellier Panel, a group of African and European scientists. It says that poverty, climate change, population pressures, and poor farming techniques are leading to a continuous decline in the health of African soils. Well, 2015 is the International Year of Soils, and if these trends aren't reversed, then poor land management will make it tougher to meet food security targets in the future. Camilla Toulmin is director of the research organisation, the International Institute for Environment and Development, or IIED, and co-chair of the Montpellier Panel.
The Montpellier Panel report tries to throw light on a rather neglected topic, which is the ground beneath your feet, the soil on which we grow our crops, and which are really the foundation for a prosperous society, both in rural and in urban areas. Sometimes people don't really think very much about soil. It's just that brown stuff in the field.
Yeah, I think that's true. It's the dirt underneath us, isn't it? But it's sort of not highly regarded as a critical part of our societies, basically.
But if you get soil management wrong, you get famine, you get hunger, you get rising food prices, and you get social collapse, ultimately.
So what is the state of Africa's soil? What has your latest report highlighted?
It shows that in many parts of Africa, soils have been overworked without enough investment back in terms of the organic matter and also the nutrients, which are absolutely key to make plants thrive and flourish and give good yields. That's partly because some of these soils are very old and weathered, and in other places they haven't been given the kind of maintenance and investment that would keep them in good health.
And to help us really sort of get our heads around this, you have actually put a financial figure on what this is costing. What is that figure?
It is reckoned that soil degradation costs around $68 billion per year in terms of the foregone yield due to that decline in the fertility of soil.
I wonder if communication and education is part of the picture as well. I mean, what is some of the underlying science here? What makes up a healthy soil, and what should we be doing to them?
Well, a healthy soil is made up of larger and smaller particles. It's made up of soil organic matter, which both provides carbon for crops, but also means that the soil can hold water, which is very important, particularly if you're looking at dry lands. Soils also need to contain soil nutrients, things like nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, and also micronutrients, and also what the scientists call microorganisms, but we might call bugs.
And what can farmers actually do to enhance all of those qualities?
Well, one traditional technique which many farmers use is to incorporate animal manure, dung or compost into the soil, which then adds to the soil some of the nutrients that are needed by the crop that's going to be grown. In other cases, they may sow beans or peas or other leguminous crops that fix nitrogen in the soil and thereby provide nitrogen to the next crop that's going to be grown. And in some cases, they build terraces or other small structures that stop soil being washed away by the rainfall. Of course, with climate change and the warming of the atmosphere, we're seeing a lot more torrential rain. Rain is coming down in much stronger, harsher, intense downpours, and that makes soil much more vulnerable to erosion, being washed away by these big floods. And so protecting the soil from that, either through vegetation or through building of terraces, is pretty critical.
So it sounds like a lot of these ideas are actually a return to traditional farming practices, particularly this idea of crop rotation, of growing a different type of crop on the soil from year to year to kind of give it a break, if you like. But are they realistic in this day and age where we need to grow crops very intensively on small areas of land to feed people?
I think what you really need is a marriage of the traditional and the modern, particularly small amounts of a chemical fertilizer that can really be transformatory when added to a well-managed soil with organic matter in it.
Don't we often hear that fertilizers are overused in other parts of the world and we end up with other problems when they wash off into water systems and things?
Completely. So if you compare 8 or 9 kilos per hectare in Africa with an average of over 400 kilos per hectare in some of the more intensive farms in China, what we really need to see is an evening out of the fertilizer load so that much less is used in places where it's far too intense, and move to places that are really in desperate need of small amounts of additional chemicals.
Camilla Toulmin there on the state of soils in Africa. Well, delegations from countries around the world have been debating